Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart.
The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. His return is so soon and sudden. When the glory of God comes, when he comes to meet us, whoever's ready is going to be attracted to him. Those that are in love with God, those that are washed in the blood, and they love God and they resist the world, they'll be attracted to the glory of God. The angels will carry them to Jesus Christ, to meet him in the air. Now, men don't fly, but this is supernatural. We will be made to fly because the angels are going to take us up into the glory of God. Now, it's important to understand that God is holy. And those who walk the narrow path, only those who walk the narrow path will be raptured up when he returns. And it's useless to get caught up into whether it's pre-tribulation or post-tribulation or mid-tribulation rapture. The Lord is coming at the most strategic time. Jesus said the Father put this in his own power. So if you try to structure how he's going to do it, you can miss the point. Just know that he's coming. It's going to be imminent. Imminent means any moment now. So it's very important to be ready to meet the bridegroom. Don't be like the five foolish virgins who just floated through life and did whatever they wanted to. They wandered off the narrow path onto the broad road. And he came at a time that they thought not. It was too late. We have to, in order to, well, I wish that preachers would have preached appropriately. Now, some preachers did. They preached what they was, they did their job. And the people took it however they took it. It's sad to see the Lord pouring his anointing oil on the ministers, and they're preaching the word of God in spirit and in truth, just like worship is in spirit and in truth. And the people don't come to listen, and they don't make effort to listen. Some people, they may listen to the podcast now. A lot of churches are doing that. And people are, you know, because of the, you know, busyness of life and the enemy and all types of reasons. Some people are caregivers. They can't leave the house anymore. Some are discouraged. Some are busy with that, you know, they're on call. I thank God for all the modern advances, but well, we can be there in the house of God. We need to be there. Now, the Lord loves us, and he's doing his part. And things that we need the most, he calls the ministers to give a message, and those that are in faith preaching. And the Lord continually tells me that his return is imminent, and he's coming back soon. And part of me want him to wait, but I won't ask him to wait because I don't have the knowledge to say when the right time is. I just want as many souls to be won as possible. I want to do all that's in his heart, and I don't want to wait, mess around, and I want to be there for people. Every soul is very precious to God. You know, losing a soul is a hardship for God. God doesn't like that. And I know he don't. I know how he loves people. He really wants to work with people. See, when a person go to hell, they lose all their potential. They'll hate time. They will hate existing. They'll wish that they could be dead in the sense that they didn't know what was happening. We are made in the spirit of God. And we've been made in his image. We've been made in the image of God. We cannot ever not exist. No matter what happened to us, we will be somewhere in our right mind or conscious. But when you separate yourself from the life of God, all you have is death, hell, and the grave. And Jesus conquered all that for us. And it's sad that people have went to the broad road. Preachers preach from the broad road. People believe in the broad road and wander off the narrow path. Wandering off the narrow path is deviating from the love of God's word. The love, the knowledge of love, the knowledge of wisdom, the knowledge of holiness. They become impure. And then they want God to take them home in their impure state. That will never happen. It has never happened, and it never will happen. The thief who believed on Jesus Christ and he was dying on the cross, he just asked the Lord for mercy, and he believed, and he was accounted righteous. He was the first one washed in the blood, because he knew he was going to die, and he knew he was wrong. He knew he had been treacherous, but he repented and asked for mercy, and God gave it to him. Now, that kind of mercy and love should never be betrayed. That's understood. That kind of love and grace and that agape love of Jesus Christ should never be betrayed. And I decided I would not betray the Lord my God and King for anything and for no one and for no reason. And the Lord helped me do it, and it became true. Every time I cried out and asked for help, he gave it to me. He helped me to live. He helped me see things the way it should be. When I was too weak to continue, the Lord gave me strength. And then I learned to receive his word at my own will and receive strength. So you don't have to wait on God to give you strength. You can just receive his word. And the only way to have oil in your lamp is to fill your heart with God's word and do it. When you study his word with the intent to do it, it will minister to you. It will charge you. You will have the strength you need to love the contrary. And if you can love the contrary, I know it's easy to love those that are nice to you. You'll love the good, the bad, the ugly, the contrary. And when I watch movies, you know, I used to love to watch Westerns. My appetite, you know, for revenge went down. Instead of getting people back, I wanted to love them and counsel them in the things of God. And I've done these things in real life. In confrontational situations, God gave me wisdom to love my enemy, people that were being an enemy to me, and it works. Killing a man because he's mad at you, you know, that's what the world would do. And I had to learn that when we follow God, we can do more than the world can do. We have abilities the world don't have. And winning souls is more important than saving face. Winning souls is more important than looking better. And I'm not terrified of anybody. I'm not afraid of people. When I turn the other cheek, it's not because I'm too afraid to fight. But I love God, and I want to represent him. I'm not here to represent me. I'm here to represent Jesus. That same wonderful agape love that gave me peace with God. And I want that for everybody. More than I want to look good to man. We can be dead to sin. We don't have to live according to the beggarly elements of this nasty world. And I hate the worldly way. The broad road is dangerous. So when the Lord comes back in his glory, those that love the glory of God will be carried away. The angels are going to help us go to that glory. And God already knows who will go and who won't. And I'm, you know, in my, God know I want to ask him to wait, but I won't ask him to wait because he said he already said he was coming back at the most strategic moment. And I'm not, I don't want to ask him to do something to differ from the most strategic moment. And I know that it's coming soon because the time is very short. And I don't believe we have the years like we had. I think we have moments. And if I'm hearing God right, we do have moments. We don't have years. We may not even have weeks. But I'm not in a hurry for him to come back because I know that there are still people that need to be reached. So all my prayers is, I'm praying that he'll use the time that he has to win as many willing people as possible and deploy people that will follow him. But I don't get to call the shots. I pray because our prayers avail much. But I pray in line with his perfect will. That's what I desire, because I know he's good and I know he knows what he's doing. Now, I listened to Henry Groover, and he had to go preach a revival. He was a guest preacher out of church. He wasn't running a revival, but he was going to preach that Sunday. But he started a revival because the people were calling for the glory of God to come down. And he was waiting to be introduced, and then he was going to preach. And this is on YouTube, and I got to get the, when I find the title of it again, I'll share it on these broadcasts. But, and they were calling for the glory, and the Lord said, tell them to stop. And he looked around, he thought somebody was behind him saying something. And then the Lord said again, tell them to stop. And he realized it was the Lord. He said, if you don't tell them to stop, when my glory come down, half of them will die. And this was at church. He said, there's sin in the camp. And if my glory come down like they're asking for it, it was coming because they were asking. See, our prayers avail much. We're in covenant with God, whether we realize it or not. And when we pray for something, it will happen, especially when we're in faith. Well, when we're in faith, it will happen. It can't be reversed. God's word is on this. And they were calling for the glory, and half of them was in sin. And then he said, if you don't tell them to stop, their blood will be on your hands because you didn't give them warning. So Henry Groover got up and grabbed the mic, and he was going to ask them to stop real politely, and it came out, stop it! Stop it! And then they gave him their attention. And he said, there's sin in the camp. If the glory of God comes down, half of you will die. And a revival broke out. Great repentance happened. And they were working with the people. All the preachers started counseling the people and working with the people and as they were praying. And he stayed till a few hours. Then the Lord said, well, you're done here. And he left. And he never got to go back to that church. And then he found out a decade later that they asked him, why didn't you come back to the church? He said, I never was invited back. He said, did you know what happened? He said, no. He said, a revival broke out. A great revival broke out from that meeting. And all he said was, stop it. Listen, the glory of God, we can handle the anointing. When people are anointed and if they get in sin, that's not good for them, but they won't die. But when the glory of God comes, you can't live in his presence with sin in your life. You have to have a pure heart. You have to be washed in the blood and live the life. You have to be pure in your heart because the glory is where you will die. Or you will be received. Just like the priest in the Holy of Holies. They had to tie a rope to his foot, to his ankle. And he had bells on the end of his garments. Because when he went into the presence of God, if there was any sin, unconfessed sin in his life, he would die. And they had to drag him out. They couldn't go in there because they would die. You had to be holy. And it's no different now. If Jesus washed you in his blood, you still have to be holy. And we need to live our lives as if we're entering into the Holy of Holies every day. We need to discharge all the evil thoughts and opinions and broad road thinking and stick to the narrow path. If you walk the narrow path, you will be focused on Christ. You have to receive his word and do it. You have to receive his word with the intent to do it. And you have to do it. But this is the easy way. People preach it like it's hard work, but it's not. You're not working at all. You are receiving his word into your life. And it renews your mind and you act from it. You act on the word. Easy. You're acting on the word. Easy. You're acting on the word. Very easy. Not working. You're not making yourself do something. You are receiving the word and you're living from the word. Easy. People miss the point. I've seen people brag on being holy. I do this, I don't do that. I don't do this. I don't go there. I don't wear this. I don't eat that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about living the love of God. Not keeping ceremonial laws. Living, fulfilling the moral laws. We fulfill laws. We don't have to go around worrying about whether we're going to sin or not. That's not what I'm talking about. And those who think that way, they miss the point. We receive the word of God in our heart and we live from the love of God. That's the only way to perfectly fulfill the law. Just like Jesus. We're going to live just like Jesus, not like Satan. We're not going to backbite. We're not going to slander people. When we hear bad news, we pray. We pray for our brothers and sisters. We seek the counsel of God. We regard the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We receive the blood of Jesus. We operate according to his love, his mercy, his kindness. We receive his wisdom and do it. We make choices by the living love of God, the wisdom of God, the pureness of God, because we are washed in the blood. We're not pigs. We are people of God, made in his image, and we live in his image, and we love living in his image. Easy. And the glory of God, we will receive it, and we won't die. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continually and mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.